Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A distinguished guest was at the Marion County Fair over the weekend. Let's go in-depth with Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg. Well, Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the Marion County Fair.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Have you been here before?
I have not been to the Marion County Fair before, but I've spent a lot of time in Marion County, as you know, as a central grad. I've spent a lot of time in Pella and in Marion County generally, and it's always great to be back. Always see some friends, and great to be back home. I was just talking with a couple central grads, actually, so always good to catch up with folks.
Well, and KNI KRLS used to broadcast games that you played in.
Yeah, it's something else. Have Trevor Castle call my name a couple times. I made a couple decent plays when I was playing for the Central Dutch. You know, Central's Division III. I was probably Division VI talent, so I was lucky to get on the field. But I did get my hands on a couple punts and blocked those. And Trevor Castle called my name a time or two.
What made you want to come out to the fair today?
Well, I like going out to the county fairs. It's a great opportunity to shake some hands, but it's also a great opportunity to encourage young people who are involved in agriculture and also expose folks who maybe aren't connected to agriculture to what it's like to raise an animal. And I always come away inspired by the young kids I meet. The other day I was at the Carroll County Fair, and there was a girl who couldn't have been 6 years old who was all excited to show her a pig the next day. And to think about the work ethic that instills and the responsibility that instills at a really young age, I think that's just, it's a really good thing that we want to find a way to encourage. And if I can do that in a small way through the bully pulpit that the Lieutenant Governor's office provides, I'm happy to do that. And again, I always come away encouraged by the folks that are working hard in this next generation.
I've been here much of the morning talking to a lot of different people, and on the minds of a lot of producers are the tariffs. And there's a lot of concern about that. And I know that Governor Reynolds and you and the rest are, you know, leadership is working hard to hope that things get better for Iowa agriculture, actually agriculture across the nation. What are you actively doing, and do you think you're making a difference?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me just say we share the concern. We're very concerned about the trade situation right now. Of course, in the state of Iowa, we produce far more than we could ever consume. We have to be able to trade our products on the international market. And that's true not just for farmers. I know we're here in this agricultural setting right now, but it's also true for our manufacturers as well. We sense that concern rising with manufacturers. Let me just give you one quick example. Sioux Cup Manufacturing, they get pinched on both sides of this. Their steel prices have gone up and for their grain bins, and also their customers are being pinched by low prices. And so you think about what the manufacturers are feeling, you think about what the farmer producers are feeling, and there's a lot of concern out there. One of the things that Governor and I do, as you know, is travel all over the state. We visit all 99 counties, and we use this opportunity this past week to sit down with farmers in a roundtable setting just to hear what they're feeling. And we definitely sensed growing concern. For a long time, we were sensing that they were willing to give the president room to maneuver because everybody understands that some things have to change in our relationship with China in particular, and that they were willing to provide that room to maneuver. But they're getting more and more anxious as it comes to decision-making time. As we approach harvest, and many of our farmers still have last year's crop sitting in the grain bin that they got to move out before this year's crop comes in. As those decisions become closer and get more real, the concern is rising. So what are we doing? Well, Governor Reynolds hasn't been shy about expressing our concern to the administration throughout this entire process, and she's going to continue to do that. When I say expressing concern, I mean going to the very top. She's spoken with the president about this. She's spoken with the vice president about this. She's spoken with numerous members of the cabinet about this, and she's going to continue to do that. We're talking on many different fronts, whether that's trade, meaning China, meaning NAFTA, meaning agreements with Japan and other countries internationally, but also concerns with the RFS and how that's been implemented under former Administrator Pruitt. And so she's been advocating for Iowans on all those fronts, and I get to have a behind-the-scenes view of that. I'm very proud of the fact that she doesn't hesitate to stand up for Iowa farmers and express our interests, even when it means standing up to a president of her own party, and she's been doing that. The other thing I would mention is let's not forget the past 7.5 years of how she has operated first as lieutenant governor and governor. One of the things that both her and former Governor Branstad were known for was traveling all over the world to make sure that we were developing relationships to open up markets for Iowa farmers. And we need to continue to do that. Some of these relationships right now are in a little bit of flux, and so we need to make sure that we're continually opening up new markets for Iowa farmers as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg. Do you think the administration is listening? Do you think that they care? It's not clear that there's a path out of here. I was reading the other day that on June 1st, a soybean farmer with 1,000 acres would be looking at a profit of $46,000. 1,000 acres now, they're looking at a loss of $126,000. And market and harvest is a month away, less than a month away. Mm-hmm. This something has to happen fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's been our message is, you know, we've been willing to give some room to maneuver, but we've got to get this thing put to bed sooner rather than later, or at least close off some of these multiple fronts that are open right now. Are there victories that could be provided sooner rather than later in order to get this figured out? Now, look, we didn't get in this position with China, for example, overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight. I think we should have clear eyes about that, because there are some very serious issues that China has been taking advantage of the United States in terms of essentially stealing our technology. That's happened even in the agriculture sector. So I think everybody acknowledges that there needs to be a reset of that relationship. But you're absolutely right. That has to happen sooner rather than later for the sake of Iowa farmers.
Well, one of the things that I think is that no administration, maybe back in the 1940s, perhaps 1930s, they saw agriculture as a national security issue. I don't think that administrations since then see it that way. They see oil as national security, but they don't see our food and fiber supply in the same way. Do you agree? Do we need to reframe this?
You know, I hadn't thought about it in that way, and appreciate you challenging us to think differently about it. Here's what it comes down to. In Iowa, we feed and fuel the world. We absolutely do. And I think the world is gonna come to understand that as we face some of these challenges. And I think no matter whether you view it through a national security lens, whether you view it through an economic lens, Iowa is absolutely a world player. And the bottom line is, again, I'll go back to where we started. We produce so much more than we could possibly consume. And we need to be able to have markets with Canada, with Mexico, with China, and all across the world for our farmers to be able to sell the products. Because if there's one thing that we do, it's produce. We step up to the challenge every time, and we need to be able to get those products to market.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg.
Well, you and I can sit here and talk abstractly about it, but I'm sitting here thinking about the farmer that's going to lose $126,000 on his 1,000 acres of soybeans. And I guess this isn't a fair question to ask, but it would be nice to be able to have some consolation, to share something with those people that are in that unfortunate position. Do you have any thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, I tell you, Governor and I think about those folks every day. That's what motivates us every day to get up and be advocates for Iowa farmers and for Iowa farm families and Iowa small business owners. But I think the best thing we can do is be honest about the situation, and that's that this is going to be rocky for a little bit, and unless they get this thing sorted out sooner rather than later. And that's going to continue to be our message, is get this sorted out sooner rather than later.
Well, it's good that you're working on that, and I think everybody sees that you're working on that. Do you have any, is there something positive that we can look forward to that the administration is working on that you want to share some news about?
Well, first of all, let me just say, these are, let's set this trade situation just to the side just for a moment, and let's look at where the state is right now. We're the number one state in the country. When U.S. News and World Report put together all the metrics and all the analysis, it found that we were the number one state. And you can measure that by a lot of different ways. We're the number two lowest cost of doing business. We're the number three best managed state. We've got 2.7% unemployment right now. That's the third lowest in the country. It's so low, in fact, that it presents a challenge. Probably the biggest challenge we face as a state is the fact that we've got more jobs than we have people to fill them. So as problems go, it's probably a pretty good problem to have. It's better than having folks out of work looking for jobs, but it is a challenge nonetheless. And so we've got some great things going on in this state, and we're working every day to make our state even better and to build on that momentum. And that's why I'm so proud to get to work every day with Governor Kim Reynolds. She's somebody who understands Iowans. She understands the issues that Iowans face because she's faced them herself. She has faced hardship in her life and overcome it, just like Iowans do every day. She understands the value of a dollar because she's earned every dollar she's ever made. And so we've got great things going in our state. We've got a governor who understands Iowans, and we've got a team that isn't satisfied. We're not satisfied with the status quo. We want to continue working every day to build an even better state of Iowa. And, you know, one element of that, I think, stay tuned. One of the things that the governor's talked about is a Rural Iowa initiative. In her condition of the state address, she asked that she was going to be creating a Rural Iowa initiative and asking me to chair that. And so in the very near future, we're going to be rolling out some more details about that. The reason I mention that is because here we are in a rural setting, county fair, Marion County. Governor and I are both products of rural Iowa ourselves. She grew up in St. Charles, a small town in Madison County. I grew up in Sioux County in Hayward, a little town. So we're both very passionate about making sure that there's opportunity and prosperity in the rural parts of our state. Obviously, there are big tectonic issues that impact rural Iowa demographically. On the trade side, it impacts rural Iowa. But there are some things that I think that we can do to work on encouraging investment in rural Iowa, to work on growing rural Iowa and encouraging strong leadership in our small communities, and also in connecting rural Iowa, meaning high-speed internet connectivity. So stay tuned for that, Bob.
I know that you've got to get on and go about, you know, meeting and talking with the people of Marion County. I know you're going to be listening a lot. Do you have any questions on your mind that you're going to be asking people today?
Well, I am going to ask their sense on the trade issue. That's one of the things that Governor and I have made. We've been doing that intentionally, not only setting up roundtables to hear directly from farmers, but also just as we're out and about, either making calls to farmers that we know or as in conversation as we travel the state, just to get a sense. I mean, it's very important to us to have a finger on the pulse of what Iowans are thinking, and that's what opportunities like today give us. And so I'm looking forward to those conversations and listening to what's on their mind.
Well, thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Enjoy your visit.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. Happy to be here.
Thanks to Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.